Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to One Designer, Two Ideas. I am Pam, your host and the redesigner here. We come your way each Monday at 7:30 p.m. through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com. This network is filled with a number of talented hosts producing a number of shows on various topics. Page through the programming page to find a show in addition to mine that may interest you. Well, weather was a major topic this weekend, and I hope all of you guys were safe. Here in Illinois, we had a little snow, but nothing like the southern and eastern states, but I'm wishing all of you guys well. Tonight, we're going to talk about vanities, their history, and where they are today. We will get to the vanities in a moment, but I wanted to touch on a few things about having our homes safe and our vehicles stocked and well ready for any weather emergency, or when the weather's just simply not being our friend. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, suggests a few things. So I'm going to give you a short list of some of the things they suggest. So number one, they suggest to keep your meds and your prescriptions filled. Refill prescriptions before they run out. Always have enough on hand to cover extended periods when stores and pharmacies may be closed or unable to get a fresh supply of our medicine. Have a medical kit in the house filled with bandages, antibiotic ointments, painkillers, such as ibuprofen or acetaminophen, and rubbing alcohol, cotton balls, and, of course, swab sticks. Number two, we're talking about foods. Always have at least 3 days worth of non-perishable food on hand, like crackers and dry cereal, and then pop open cans of food and soup, shelf-stable juices and milk, and soup on hand. Keep a hand cranked. Keep a hand cranked can opener in your drawer. I know that we have one, and don't forget to have the basic needs for the pets and the small kids as well. Number three, have plenty of light. Have plenty of flashlights with extra batteries on hand. And even a hand-cranked flashlight. My dad had one of those. I did not know they still made those. But if you can find one, that might be a good thing to have on hand. Four, communication. A lot of us do not have landlines anymore, so we're really mostly all dependent on our cell phones. So have a backup battery for each cell phone that you have, and maybe at least one cell phone booster charger on hand. Have a battery-operated radio, too, with extra batteries, and that will keep you in touch with any emergency information that your local FEMA office, your local emergency office may broadcast. So you might want to keep that handy. Number five, let's talk about hygiene. Have plenty of hand sanitizer and antiseptic wipes on hand, as well as paper towel, toilet paper, and plastic garbage bags to get through an extended period that you might not have power. It's just, this is just some things, that they suggest, that we have. At the end of the show, you will be able to read the entire list for yourself, as I will have posted the entire list on the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page. But I just wanted to give you a few things that FEMA says that we should not have. So I'm going to read those. I actually printed them out. One, they talk about power. Be prepared to go without electricity for several days at least. If you have electric-only heat, how will you keep your home warm? Many gas-heated homes need electricity as well. Many gas furnaces have electric pilot lights, and HVAC systems need electricity to push the air. Using a barbecue or even a gas stove for heat can prove deadly. Both create carbon monoxide fumes. The single biggest cause of death during power failures in the U.S. is carbon monoxide poisoning. Most cases are of people who didn't realize that bringing an outdoor barbecue inside is a deadly mistake. Even keeping it just outside a door can also allow deadly fumes inside the home. I suggest plenty, plenty, plenty of blankets, comforters. You know, even if you have to wear your outdoor thing, your outdoor clothing inside, that will keep you warm. But never, 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 and this is FEMA, this is really FEMA's suggestion, never use a barbecue pit inside the house. Never. Another thing they suggest is that if all else fails, a wood fire would provide warmth. If you have a fireplace, make sure the chimney is in good shape, inspected, and ready to go. Have dry, cured wood on hand. Don't try to use a fire to heat your house if you do not have a fireplace, however. Burning newspapers or any other paper products can set a chimney on fire. Anything combustible needs to be burned outdoors away from the structure. So please only use wood if you have a fireplace. If you do not have a fireplace, wood is not something that you should use. Now, for more information on this, I ask you guys to please research the subject for yourself. Remember, each county has its own emergency management agency. Get their website addresses and phone numbers just in case you ever need them. Be ready in a pinch is our motto here at One Designer, Two Ideas. Well, tonight's show is all about vanity. But I want to make sure that before we get into the subject for tonight's show that I let you know that all this information about safety, about FEMA, about your local emergency management agency, all of this information will be on the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page at the end of the show. Well, tonight's show, as I said a minute ago, is all about vanity. Now, I know many think of vanity is that thing that sat at and put on their makeup. Also called a dressing table, makeup vanities still do exist and are easy to design. And we'll talk about those in a little bit. But we will also talk about these tonight, you know, those little dress things that has found its way in the bathroom. We'll be talking about those. But how did it get there? And what is vanity? You guys know how I know about history and how I used to explain things, how things are. I know that we had, when I was in college, we had a professor, Artless was his name. I took music creation and we studied classical music. He always felt that we would get more out of the music and the information about the composer if we had information about his background. And that's what we did. We studied a lot about Beethoven, a lot about Brahms, a lot about their background, their family, and all that, to understand maybe how their music was created. So that's how that's an idea of what I think here at One Designer, Two Ideas. Whenever I explain something or we talk about something, it's I think. It's always beneficial to know where these things come from. So, you know, the vanity is not any exception. We'll talk about that and where they came from. But we're going to take a short break. And if you guys are interested in calling in and you want to talk about your vanity and your usage of it, you can give us a call here in the studio. That number is 1-347-326-9930. That is 1-347-326-9930. And we will be right back. Hello all, this is Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. Thank you for tuning in to our show tonight. We are on air each Monday night at 7:30 p.m. and then again on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. We talk all things home, from its interior redesign to house cleaning tips to ways to maintain it. Through research, industry updates, and more, we try to give you the best information that we can. Our homes are our castles. Dorothy said it best when she said in The Wizard of Oz, "There is no place like home." I keep that in mind when I am charged with redesigning a space or offering tips on redesign. If you want to join us, feel free to do so. If you are interested in sponsoring the show, please visit our website. Three options of sponsorship are available. Also, if you'd like to advertise during the show, you can order that at the One Designer Two Ideas website. You can also see the items, the decor items that we design to add design to your homes. The inventory may be low right now, but will increase as time goes on. So please check back often. You can pay your sponsorship or purchase our items securely through PayPal by entering our store. That address is www.onedesignertwoideas.weebly.com. That's www.onedesignertwoideas.weebly.com. This has been Pam of One Designer Two Ideas. Now, back to our show. Hey, y'all, and welcome back. This is Pam of One Designer Two Ideas, and tonight's subject is vanities. So we were talking about the history of vanities and why I think history of anything that I talk about on this show it is important, and how it contributes to our understanding of it and how it's used. So we're talking about vanities. So what is a vanity, and how did the vanity get from a bedroom to a bathroom, and is it still there? Well, let's see. Well, BuildDirect.com says, history tells us the lowboys, as a vanity was called, appeared in the 18th century in both England and in the U.S. With its decorative elements, brass drawer handles, and legs irregularly curved, the addition of a mirror transformed the lowboy into the dressing table or the vanity. They note that during that period, the dressing table was used by men as well as women. Men kept their razors and combs and oils there. So I guess they were vain too. But yes, it was used by both men and women. Now, the Metropolitan Museum says at their website, the history began with a box. Yes. From ancient times, ornate boxes had been crafted to hold a variety of beautifying products. It was in the 17th century, they say, in Europe, that the form of the vanity as we know it today began to develop, with furniture makers being commissioned to design them for the well-to-do. In America, the dressing table, like other cabinet furniture, became a matching part of the bedroom suite. As you know, as things progressed, it became, well, let's include it. And I remember as a child realizing that at my Aunt Betty's house, she had a vanity, and it looked just like the bedroom furniture. So I guess in America, the dressing table, it was a good thing, or it was something that they discovered, well, let's include this in with the bedroom set, because at the time, that's basically where they were. It began to epitomize the modern concept of glamour and luxury. I remember my mom had a vanity a makeup table, if you want to call it that. It was white wicker. In one spot was all her lipsticks and powders and cotton balls and Q-tips, and nope, Dad didn't use it. I remember it squeaked when she sat in it, and I could not wait to grow up and put makeup on and sit at that vanity table so I could put my makeup on. Yes. Well, today's vanity designs reflect diversity of new styles and have moved to the bathroom. Well, according to Heather Paper, in her book, Decorating Ideas, that fine piece of furniture was at home anywhere except the bathroom. in the beginning. She adds that today's storage pieces seem to appear in every room, including the bathroom. The most popular paper ad is that the cabinet turned vanity. To create a one-of-a-kind piece, paper says any cabinet can be transformed into a custom bath vanity. But, you know, there's some things that we just have to do. What are those things? Well, how can that be? Well, paper says to cut the appropriate holes for the fixtures and make sure there is sufficient space for the plumbing below. She says, pay attention to the top and make sure to use a water sealer for any product you use to create the top of the vanity. I say consult with a plumber before installing anything. Make sure he or she has all the information they need to help you make a good decision. Show them the cabinet you are thinking of using and where you think you want it. Talk to them about the faucets that you are thinking of using, and then ask them for suggestions. Take the time to research, wait, oh yeah, and research. A mistake can be costly on any project, any home project, if we didn't do the research, if we don't do it right, if the measurements are incorrect. But you know, we don't want mistakes, and so it just takes time. It just takes time to get it all done. A mistake can be costly on a project that should only be a less than project. Visit the home stores like Lowe's and Home Depot and Menards, and ask questions. Even if you are refurbishing a dresser or a cabinet, you will still need the faucets. So if you want, if, you know, make those the staff of any home store that you want to put questions, make them your friends. You know, you'll probably need their expert opinion on how to do it. You will have to consider electrical outlets, the placements of it. If there's a mirror already above the space that you are planning to put your new vanity, you have to consider the mirror. And, you know, you have to consider things that are not moving. So please do your research and learn as much as you can. If you're going to buy a vanity, if buying a vanity is a better thing, a better option for you, here are a few tips from Lowe's Buying Guide. Wouldn't you know it that Lowe's would have a buying guide? Yes, they do. I will post a website for you to read all of it for yourself at the Facebook page. But here are some things that kind of stood out to me. They say the vanity can dictate the overall look of any room it's in. So let's make sure, one, we measure. Measure the space where the vanity will go. Very important to make sure that there will be enough room to open the cabinet doors. Consider existing things, as I said earlier, like the mirror and the outlets, and check the plumbing location. Number two, explore your options of vanities and faucets on the market and shop smart. Yes. Number three, if you need help, most of the home stores have installation services. Lowe's installation service may be the ticket, or Home Depot's or Menards, whichever you decide, you know, whichever store that store, I know for sure Lowe's has an installation service, and I'm pretty sure that Home Depot does. I'm really not sure about Menards, but it, you know, pick up a phone. If you're going to shop at Menards, ask, and what? Ask. If you want to create a makeup vanity, here are a few tips as well. These tips are from Better Homes and Gardens. Place a vanity desk or table where it will go and where it can get the most natural light, which is good for applying makeup. Make sure there are outlets near and can be accessed with ease for artificial light needed, as well as your hand utensils like your hair dryer, the curlers, and things like that, because you'll be doing your hair, putting on your makeup, and drying your hair all in the same place. So you want to make sure that there are enough outlets for you to use all of those handheld utensils, I guess that's what I'm calling them. Number two, make sure the mirror is big enough to see makeup applying and hair styling. And if it's a wall mount, you might want to think about it being a medicine cabinet. That way, it gives you, that's additional storage that you can use for anything else that you don't, you know, that you don't have room for. And that's what we call double duty. Yep. Number three, if you have drawers, keep them organized, tidy, and able to corral all that is needed. A drawer divider, think about that, is a cool thing. Number four, organize your jewelry nearby. A caddy for your jewelry, a jewelry box for your jewelry, anything that is that can be moved or can permanently be near your created vanity desk or table is a good thing. Use all areas for storage. Think about this, guys. You can add a metal or magnetic strip to hold things that are metal, like your hair clips, your bobby pins, things like that. You could use them to just, they will right there, and they will be right there handy for you. Number six, make sure the chair or stool that you're going to sit on is safe, is comfortable, and moves with ease. Yes, moves with ease. Yes. Whether in the bathroom or the bedroom or even in some walk-in closets, vanity tables and cabinets are a great place to hold many things in one place. In a bathroom, they can replace a pedestal sink and give you storage. Because pedestal sinks do not have anything under them. So that, I mean, if, even if you replaced a vanity, you replaced a pedestal sink with a vanity, that will give you additional space. And really, you know, the one thing that that Better Homes and Gardens says, storage, additional storage space is a good thing. If your vanity table or cabinet is in the bedroom, add a place to keep, you know, add a place to keep ready or in the closet once dressed. It offers a private space for those finishing touches. I remember Mom, when she was putting on her makeup, she was a little bothered if you were standing there looking at her. I guess it kind of, you know, kind of made her nervous. But if the vanity is in the closet or it's in a, you know, in a space in the closet in your, you know, in your room or it's an area in a room that's kind of set off to the side or something, that would give you the privacy to apply your makeup, comb your hair, think about your day, just a quiet time to do these things and add those finishing touches before you go out into the public. I think vanity gives us an opportunity to focus on ourselves before we go into the public eye. And there is nothing wrong with that. If you do not have the space, you know, hey, be creative. Create a vanity shelf or a vanity corner or a vanity ottoman or a vanity case. A vanity, something that can corral everything you need to get ready in the mornings or even if you work third shift, to get ready for the public to see your beautiful face. Whatever you need, if you create it in an ottoman, because a number of ottomans, you know, have storage, that may be good for you to think about. Think, be creative, and blaze your own design trail and be proud of what you create. Listen, I hope this show was helpful for you, and I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to call in and maybe share your ideas of your vanity with us. The number again is 1-347-326-9930. That is 1-347-326-9930. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. welcome back. This is Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas, and tonight we were talking about vanity, cabinets, and tables. We talked about their history and their uses, and we talked a little bit about adding one to our bathrooms. We talked about some of the home stores having installation services. If you're interested, you know, in adding a vanity to your bathroom, if you want to replace a pedestal sink with a vanity, there are some things that you need to know. You can also always go to Lowe's.com and get their buying guide, get a copy of their buying guide, or I'm sure that you can run by the store, your local location, and maybe talk to them about that. They would probably be very happy to help you. So there's so much that you can, you know, that you can do, so much help that's out there. There's nothing wrong with, you know, asking a question. Furniture design is something that I think whoever came up with the vanity, I know the Metropolitan Museum said it started off as a box. Well, things grow. People think, and they become very creative, and they create these things. And then years down the road, you know, 17th century, and we're still using the vanity. I think that's a great idea. And who's to say that you cannot create your own? You cannot blaze your own trail. I mean, someone had the thought. Someone was creative to come up with the vanity, or come up with the couch, or come up with the dresser, or come up with the television. People had ideas, and no one is to say that your idea cannot work. It's your idea. You know, ideas are not right or not wrong. They are just, I think that they're just like opinions. Everyone has one, and it's not right and it's not wrong. It's just what you think is right and what works for you. And that is why I say and I suggest that you blaze your own trail when it comes to things like this. Create your own vanity. It's up to you. You think about what you would like to create a vanity for and what you would use it for. And will it, you know, and wait. And ask yourself, will it be helpful to you? We always talk about, you know, too much furniture in too small of a space. And as I said, if you want somewhere to corral all your makeup and keep it all together, and a vanity is not in the car, it's not in the space, it's not, you know, that space is not available to you, think about creating a shelf or using an ottoman or something that you already have and just stand there and look at it. That's what I do. When I get a project, someone asks me to redesign a room for them, I actually have to stand there and just be quiet and think about it and see how I can make it work, how I can make it work for me in my head, and then put it where that I can tell the customer, hey, this is what I was thinking. What do you think about this? Then I always ask them for what they're thinking. Give me some feedback. Tell me what you think. What are you thinking? So you can, yes, I am an interior redesigner, but I don't have a monopoly on creativity. You know, it's your house. It's where you live. It's where you are every day, and you certainly know your house, your space, your rooms, a lot better than I do or anyone that you would hire. So you think about where you want things, and if you don't have the room, if you don't have the floor space for it, think about creating something. You know, think about creating something. You consider your options. Listen, I hope that this show was helpful, both with the vanities and both with the FEMA tips on how to survive a weather-related emergency. Again, visit your county emergency management agency website or even their office and ask how to stay, you know, ask them how to stay safe. There is nothing wrong with that. Thank you for joining me tonight. If you have any questions or comments about this or any One Designer, Two Ideas show, feel free to leave them at the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page. That address is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. That is, again, www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. But before we go tonight, our worthwhile moment stirs into the Food Network's No Kid Hungry project. Food Network has partnered with the No Kid Hungry Project. What is the problem? The problem is one out of five U.S. kids don't get the food they need. What is the solution? Well, the solution to help kids have access to healthy food where they live, where they learn, where they play. The Food Network sponsors fundraising events, public service announcements through their popular chefs and through their on-the-ground employee volunteers and more. They ask us to pledge and donate. The website will be posted at the One Designer Two Ideas Facebook page. Read more about No Kid Hungry at their website. That address is www.nokidhungry.org. Again, that is No Kid Hungry. Their website is www.nokidhungry.org. And learn how you can help. If you want to join with the Food Network, visit the Facebook page after the show for the link. Stirring up enough funds to make sure all kids eat is the One Designer, Two Ideas worthwhile moment this Monday night. Again, thank you for listening, and good night, all.